Present. All right, we're going to begin with the report there.
Thank you. Good morning.
Capital Management Officer Report, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee.
Okay.
Okay. This is to provide you the status of the various projects that we are moving ahead with the in the design and construction, starting with the Orange Line. Orange Line is on schedule. The only issue that we have at the moment is with the City of LA concerning the landscape for the bike lane. They do not have the funds to maintain the bike lane, so we are negotiating with them to see if we do a hardscape at the moment, and then when the funds are available, then the landscaping can be done. So we are in negotiations with the city on that.
Isn't the city the one that asked for the bike lane?
Yes, it's a part of the Orange Line, the old Orange Line continuation, and yeah. Okay, and then moving on, the next one is the I-405. On the I-405, we are proceeding with the project, but we have many smaller and major issues that we are dealing with, mostly to do with the Sepulveda Boulevard and its shift that we have to do in order to accommodate the freeway widening. City of LA is very intimately involved with the Sepulveda Boulevard relocation, and of course, because of the lack of staff, we are having some difficulty in getting things moving in a timely manner, but we are working with the mayor's office to find a solution to the problem. We also have an issue with the Mulholland Bridge, and we have proposed a realignment to the existing Mulholland Bridge. The original design by Caltrans was to do that, demolish that bridge in two phases and rebuild it. We came up with a proposal to come up with a brand new bridge north of the existing location, so that way we can retain the old bridge and then finish the new one and then go back and demolish the old one.
So what is the timeline on that as far as, I mean, are these... I understand, you know, they keep asking for additional studies.
Yes, sir.
Alignment issues. Is it to stall? Or is it to move forward?
It is moving forward. We have agreement with the majority of the city bureaus. Planning, as yesterday we had a meeting with the planning, and they have agreed to take it to the design review board, which is tonight. And as soon as the design review board approves, then it goes to the full city council for approval. We believe the city is going to support us on that issue. And that will save us a lot of time, number one. Number two, it will also help the community to use the bridge effectively. And moving along, the other issues that we have has to do with... Yes, sir.
I was just going to say thank you. Mr. Chair, I was going to say the mayor's office has gotten involved now also in that to try and make sure that that's being coordinated and moving through. So there, that should be smoothed out at this point.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. The other issues we have has to do with the right-of-way that we have along the Wilshire Boulevard, especially the Veterans Administration, that we are working on it. It looks like it's going to work out in our favor. GSA right-of-way has always been an issue, and we are trying to get help from everybody that we can to get that issue resolved. The only other issue, there was a letter from the Salvation Army saying that we are too close to their property, and we are trying to find a solution to their concerns. Moving along, next to the Crenshaw. Crenshaw, the project is currently under preliminary engineering. Some of the major issues we have has to do with the at the north end, the connection between the MLK station and the Exposition Boulevard. And we are also trying to find a resolution on the BNSF track abandonment. It's a significant financial issue for us. We have been in discussion with LAWA as well as with FAA regarding the alignment along Aviation Boulevard. The issue is at grade versus underground. So we had several meetings. We are continuing with that. And we are also moving ahead with relocating our staff into the Integrated Project Management Office along the Crenshaw Boulevard. On the west side subway, the preliminary engineering is proceeding on that according to the schedule. We had a kickoff meeting with the FTA about a week ago, and we are also working through our community relations regarding issues associated with Beverly Hills High School. On moving along, we have visited the Page Museum. One of the concerns we have with the Page Museum is the finding of fossils in the open cut and cover excavation that we have to do for the station. So we are trying to find the exact nature and the requirements that the museum has to collect these fossils and how it should be done and how we can reflect the same in our design documents so that the contractor has a good idea of what to expect. We are also meeting with the city regarding the traffic impacts that we haul roads, and it's a major issue, so but we are working on those. Continuing along again on the West Side Subway, one of the things that we need to come up with at this point is where exactly going to be the haul roads and where the excavation pits are going to be for the tunnels, staging area, at the station entrance locations. So we are working with DOT, BOE, and also with our consultants on that issue. We are doing an operational analysis with our operations people, especially in relation to ventilation crossovers, and then where the location of the traction power substation should be. Moving along with the regional connector. Yes.
On the west side, I don't know what the situation was years ago, but the whole issue of the methane gas issues that were so, it was a big part of scaring everybody away from.
Absolutely.
What has disappeared? Because you're not going to tunnel, you're going to cut and cover?
No, we will be doing the tunnel. The station locations are, stations are going to be cut and cover. The closed door tunnel face EPB earth pressure balance machine, the ones that we use on the east side.
I understand, but that still would create a methane.
Yes. Well, we do not see that as a major concern using the EPB machine, and we are doing the exploration to find out the quantity and the pressure of the methane gas. And
the question was before it was a major issue, and now all of a sudden it isn't. What has changed?
I think the technology in tunneling has changed quite a bit. That's what we had the APTA peer review committee came in to look at the safety aspects of tunneling in gassy conditions. That's what they gave a recommendation to. We can safely do the tunneling under the methane and hydrogen sulfide condition. That's what allowed us to proceed on the east side. That was a concern before. On the regional connector, we are proceeding with the preliminary engineering on it. We met with the Eli Broad Museum people and their foundation experts to see where the building foundations are going to be and how our alignment should fit with that that work. And we are also doing some vibration study to make sure that we have no impact on the existing buildings. We are also meeting with the Little Tokyo business community regarding the location of the Little Tokyo station. And of course, just like on the west side, we are continuing to meet with the Bureau of Engineering, LADOT, and all other bureaus to discuss the traffic haul routes and the third party. We are also working with our operational people to make sure the location of the crossovers and the ventilation requirements are met for the alignment.
Could you go back one slide, please? What Broad Museum Foundation engineers?
Yep.
Is that an issue of payment, or is that an issue of a stop, or what is that?
No, it's not a stop. They are currently in design as to where exactly their foundations are going to go for the museum. We want to make sure that our alignment does not impact, and their thinking does not impact our alignment. So we are coordinating.
Okay. So it's an issue of where they build and make
exactly.
sure we're not, you know, they don't throw off.
Exactly. That's
the but yeah. if it's the CRA that's building the garage, that's what makes.
Pardon me?
It's not the museum itself, it's the parking lot.
Right.
So is it the foundation engineers or the CRA engineers?
No, it's the engineers who are designing the foundation for the museum building, and they don't know exactly what our location is for the alignment and where they their foundation should be in relation to our alignment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So that pretty much concludes my presentation. Now we have the exposition.
Thanks. Starting with phase one, we're still looking at substantial completion for our design build contractor in June of this year. That doesn't include items that are being bid outside of his contract, which includes the terminus station in Culver City, the Farmdale station, and the storage facility. There's still risks, again, to that schedule, which includes the installation of the ventilation system at the trench, completing the blue line tie-in, including the automatic train protection, and then completing the integrated testing of the system. We're still forecasting a budget overrun. We're still working to mitigate those, and I'll discuss that on the next slide. There's still several outstanding packages that still need to be negotiated that also could affect the project budget, which includes a storage facility, which we're currently rescoping for a lower cost alternative, the Farmdale station, remaining work at the Culver City station, and then the remaining safety enhancements. At the last board meeting, we briefed the board on cost containment strategies that we are currently moving forward with implementing. That includes value engineering on a number of elements, third-party reimbursements for elements of work that we did.
What exactly is third-party reimbursements?
That's mainly utility relocations that we had done that were done to keep the project going on schedule, but as part of the license agreements, these third parties are responsible for reimbursing us for those costs, so we're pursuing those. We're also going to outside contracts. I mentioned before a number of the packages outside our design build contractor. I think we can take advantage of the competitive bidding market. And then we're also working with our third-party professional services costs, working closely with them to see what we can do about minimizing those costs. The request was made to basically update the board on our progress in achieving these savings. So my plan is to brief this committee each month on our progress here.
I mean, the fact is that these third-party reimbursements, and whether it be just straight reimbursements on utility relocation or these professional services, that doesn't mean we haven't done that in the past. That's interesting. It shows up as a potential savings. Have we not done that in the past?
Sought reimbursement from third parties on previous projects or on this project here?
On previous projects or any project.
We have sought third-party reimbursements. It's been met with differing levels of success. We're hopeful here that we're able to do this. I think it's very clear from the license agreements that we have in place with these third parties that the language is clear as far as financial responsibility.
I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I just look at third party. I look at the word reimbursement as part of a potential cost savings, meaning that we haven't been reimbursed in the past if it's a cost savings today.
Well, it's cost that we.
It's either a cost savings or it's a reimbursement. I mean, I don't.
It is a reimbursement. It's cost that we've incurred that we'd be going back to these third parties for this additional revenue, basically, to pay for these costs.
And the reason you're doing that is understandable, but that has not been in previous contracts or what? I mean, I just.
In which previous contracts?
Any job, any construction job. I mean, you're showing a reimbursement as a cost savings, and it just makes me nervous in what has transpired in the past and what we may be looking at in the future here.
Well, I can't speak to all the previous projects, but again, on projects I've worked with, we again have met with this in varying levels of success as far as securing reimbursements from third parties on costs that we've incurred as part of a project.
This just means you're going to be more aggressive.
Previously on the east side where we had betterments that was requested by the city, was able to reimburse that.
Okay. All right. Anything, Lori?
Phase two, significant issues there is we're still going through the process of the legal challenge on our final CEQA document. We're finalizing, or very close to finalizing, the funding agreement with an MCA with Metro. It's our intent to go to our board next month with an intent to award our design build contract for phase two, and then we are continuing to negotiate and anticipating completing the project labor agreement with the Los Angeles and Orange County Building Trade Councils. And that concludes my presentation.
Are there any other questions? Okay.
Next, we have the Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension. Mr. Chris Berner will make the presentation.
Thank you and good morning. The Metro has reported significant progress on the negotiating the final terms and condition of the agreement to eliminate the BNSF service from Santa Anita Boulevard in Arcadia to the San Gabriel River Bridge. That's a very important agreement because it's a prerequisite to us executing our contract. We've also, this slide is unfortunately slightly out of date. We have executed the agreement with SCRRA, and we have executed two of the three remaining utility agreements. So moving forward, we still need to execute an agreement with Caltrans and one final utility, that being LA County Sanitation District. We're also working on obtaining permits required by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the construction of the San Gabriel River Bridge. That's moving along fairly well. We've executed a memorandum of agreement with the Army Corps to expedite that process. We're also working on obtaining the approval from the California Public Utility Commission for the remaining grade crossings. We have 15 of the 37 approved. We're very near submitting the final applications. Also, not shown on this slide is we have conducted an evaluation of our overall budget, and we've determined there are a few areas that need some slight increases, real estate, contingency. Our contingency was a little low. We wanted to increase that. So we do plan to seek an increase in our budget. That budget will certainly be, it'll be well below our funding agreement amount. The budget increase is, I believe, $45 million. But it is, once again, it's well below our $810 million funding amount outlined in our funding agreement. So essentially what it means is there will be fewer funds for our Azusa to Montclair segment. So that concludes the presentation, unless there are any questions.
Any questions? Okay. No, thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is requesting approval for the CEO to execute a master cooperative agreement and also negotiate some overlapping work that we have to do with the City of LA on Sepulveda Boulevard. As a background, yes, sir.
Lowest form of the lowest. I'm not going to claim. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Correct, am I correct? Yes, thank you.
Okay. The background to this particular item is the city of LA had a reversible bike lane and improvements at the intersection project. This was a design they completed in December of 2007, and then they went ahead and advertised the contract. And it was issued in July of 2009. However, because of some major utility conflict, the contract was abandoned, and now they wanted to go ahead and start this work while we are trying to rebuild the Sepulveda Boulevard. So there is a conflict between the two agencies and the scope of work. So we have negotiated with the city of LA that we execute that portion of the work, and they will reimburse the total cost involved for putting this work in place. So all we are seeking is your approval for the CEO to negotiate and sign the agreement so we can perform the work.
All right, as it relates to, you got A, B, and C. Are there any questions on item 2? Okay, it's been moved. Second, without objection, so ordered. Item 3 is the...
Item number 3 is requesting 32 additional positions for the construction department. Mr. Brian Boudreau, the executive officer, will make the presentation.
Sir, and your position is?
I'm sorry. I'm the executive officer for project control and administration within the Transit Project Delivery Department.
Thank
so,
you.
Mr. Murthy's my boss. Just as a prelude to this item, Metro is embarking on what's considered to be the largest transit construction program in the entire country, and is certainly without precedent here, even at Metro, where we've had significant projects in our past. So I just wanted to mention that as we get into each of these slides that we put together, which are actually attachments to your board report as well. This first graphic gives you an idea of the magnitude of the challenge that's in front of us. We've got a number of projects that are ongoing right now, in addition to these projects that are now coming forward as a result of the approval of Measure R 2 years ago. And we project that at the peak of these projects, we'd be spending over $1.5 billion per year for this program. This type of a program, of course, has its challenges, certainly staffing being one of them. We're bringing on a significant amount of consultants to assist in this effort. As a matter of fact, as part of our entry into preliminary engineering for the Crenshaw East Side, West Side, and the Regional Connector project, we have an additional 200 consultants brought on board that we didn't have previously. So the challenge becomes what's an appropriate mix of staffing versus consultants for these various projects. So what we're trying to establish is a modest level of Metro staffing that would be supplemented by consultants to handle some of the peaks and valleys of the workload. And this graphic tries to represent that type of philosophy. Chart shows you what our staffing has been within our department over the last several years. And as you can see on the left, during the construction of the red line, we had over 200 staff working on these projects. And gradually that's decreased over time to about 100 staff that we have available today to deliver this program. What we did is we wanted to look at other agencies to see how they're staffing their projects, especially in a multi-project environment like Metro is facing. So we looked at other agencies like Seattle, Utah, and New York, to name a few, to see how their dollar value of their program compares to their staffing. And what we found is that Metro is far behind in terms of the level of staffing for these types of programs. This is a schedule for the projects we have ongoing right now in front of us, the major projects at least. The I-405 project is already under construction, as is our congestion reduction program. That's the fast lanes and related projects. We're also involved in managing the Foothill Extension and the Expo projects, which were discussed previously. And then, of course, we have the what we call the big three, the projects that are now going into the preliminary engineering, the Crenshaw project, the West Side Subway, and the Regional Connector, which are placing a lot of strain in terms of our ability to oversee these projects. This chart shows the 32 positions that are being requested as part of this item, and I should note that the 32 positions is simply is a request to begin recruitment for these positions, not actually hire them at this time. We're only asking for authority to hire up to 10 of these positions. But this graphic shows for each of the positions which projects they would be assigned to, and each of these positions would actually being reimbursed through the projects themselves, so there's no impact to other MTA operations and so forth as a result of bringing on these staff.
Is this part of the existing budget?
No, the cost associated with this additional staffing is not in the current year budget. So as part of the item, we've asked for authority, $200,000 of authority, to bring on up to 10 of these positions during this fiscal year, and then the remaining positions would be considered as part of the FY12 budget process. So only a small subset of these positions we'd actually be moving forward with at this time in terms of filling them.
Mr. Chair, I think what is referring to, Brian is referring to, is as part of the budget process, we'll come back and talk about these positions. What we really want to do is get going with the recruitment, which may take 4 to 6 months. But in the budget documents, we will allocate capital positions to capital projects. So the money will come from that capital budget's project's budget. When that project is completed, then that position will lapse. And at that point, the person will either move to a different job or else depart the agency.
And one more thing I just want to mention on this this particular slide is that what we've tried to do is efficiently use these resources that are available on multiple projects. So in many cases, we're hiring one person to work on several projects in order to minimize the amount of additional staffing that's required. And then this last slide we think is helpful to see what the impact of our program is in terms of the jobs being created throughout the region. So for a relatively modest investment in metro staffing, we're looking at, you know, upwards of 30,000 people would be put back to work as a result of this Measure R construction program. So in conclusion, the recommendation that we put forward to you today is that we be authorized to begin recruitment for 32 positions, but only fill 10 of those positions during this fiscal year, with the remaining 22 positions to be considered by the board as part of the FY12 budget adoption, and that we also be allowed to amend the FY11 budget by $200,000 to include the anticipated cost for those 10 positions that we're seeking authority for at this time.
So if you're only seeking authority for 10 positions, why are you asking for 32? Do the other 22 come back before this board, or?
That's correct.
So the point is to begin the recruitment so that we have an authority to start the advertising recruiting. But we still.
But you're not authorizing those other 22 positions. I mean, when.
Correct.
I mean, because
we could not fill them until the board approved the budget.
Approve those positions.
Correct.
Period.
So what you're really doing is authorizing recruitment for 22 positions. We'll come back as part of the next year's budget proposal and include those positions in the detail just.
And then part of the recommendation won't be, well, previously this board approved the 22 additional positions. That won't be the angle of
that's
attack.
Correct.
Huh?
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yes, sir.
I mean, because you're really only asking for 10 positions, but you're asking the authorization for 32. And so the 22 are coming back, correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
I would move the cost of understanding. You know, if we have to incorporate that into an amendment between now and next week, we can do that. I would move the cost of understanding. You know, what the cost is.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. I mean, I understand that the length of time for recruitment, but, you know, I mean, if you recruit somebody and then the board comes back and say, hey, we don't have any money, they'll understand that, right?
Yeah, we'd make that clear.
If you're one of the 22 positions being recruited for, you'll say, look, we're recruiting. There's this opportunity, but the job is not You know, it won't be in small print. I said the job has not been authorized.
We won't make an offer until the commission's budget.
All right. That's even better. Okay. It's been moved with that clarification for next week's board meeting. Chair will second that recommendation without objection. So ordered. Pardon me. Are you? You voted no? Okay.
All right. I voted no in the other committee as well.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. So is this a pass 2-1? Or can we have it just goes full board anyway?
It goes forward.
Yeah. Full board. Okay. Thank you. Is that it?
CEO's report, but I've already made it this morning. You heard it yesterday, so.
I didn't hear it yesterday, and I heard it this morning. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
Just heard it.
All right, do we have the public comment?
Nothing to say.
All right. This meeting adjourned then. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. See you, everyone.